I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The ousted president of Honduras, Manuel Zelaya, and the nation's new de facto leader, Roberto Micheletti, agreed to negotiate a resolution to the political impasse. Christian organizations like Compassion International are praying for a peaceful resolution, and soon. Compassion's Kathy Redmond says they've reopened their child development centers in Tegucigalpa, and since the centers are run through the local church, kids are being taught the gospel. And death threats against Christians in India are stopping them from testifying against their persecutors. Last year, Hindu radicals organized 4 months of attacks on Christians, according to International Christian Concern. And now that the cases have made it to court, gunmen are searching for the witnesses. Some people who've promised to testify are refusing to speak. Without their testimony, it's unlikely a just sentence will occur. Pray for God to keep these Christians bold. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org. Or you can search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.